out of your hands. 751. Forget French, German and Spanish. Secondary school pupils in future could have the option of learning Mandarin, Urdu or Arabic. Currently, 11 to 14-year-olds have to take a major European language, but under government plans to update the national curriculum, the Education Secretary, Alan Johnson, says it's right to add lessons that might be economically useful. So could this be the end for learning French and German in school? Lynn has been teaching Mandarin at schools in East Sussex for the last 2 years. Morning, Lynn.
Hello, good morning, Rachel.
Do you find that there is increasing demand among students to learn languages like Mandarin?
Yeah, definitely. There is a huge increased number. Yeah, I would say that because Mandarin Chinese is certainly a language with a lot of potential for the future. And yeah, and especially in the last 5 years, there, according to the report, there were about over 30 million people starting learning Mandarin Chinese worldwide. So I believe there is a huge market on that, yeah.
And do you think it's because people feel it might benefit their career? Because perhaps in the past, we've learnt European languages almost as a sort of cultural exercise rather than a practical economic one.
You're right. We all know that there has been an increase in trade and tourism linked between the West and China in the last few years, and it is still growing dramatically every year. Learning Chinese as well as gaining an understanding of Chinese culture will put our students in a great position to take advantage of that opportunities comes up.
There are actually Chinese speakers in my family, and it's a very difficult subject to learn. I know. Do you find that the students you teach struggle with it at first in a way they might not do with European languages?
Yes, I would say it's not as difficult as most people would think. Listening and speaking skills are not too difficult to pick up, actually. And the grammar, the Chinese grammar, is much easier and simpler than English grammar.
So you presumably teach the spoken language rather than the written language, because that is much more complicated.
Exactly. And when it comes to reading and writing, I have to say the Chinese is a bit harder. And it does take a lot of practice. But if it's just speaking and listening skills, and it's very, you can have a very good daily conversation in a year.
Really? So you could potentially go to China, you could manage, you could get around, you could travel.
Yeah, exactly, actually. And of course, it depends how fluently, it depends on how much work you put in, of course. But the one thing that speaking, when it comes to learn Chinese, and because Mandarin Chinese has got four tones, and exactly the same sound, if you pronounce it in different tones, it means something totally different and not relevant at all.
Well, that's where you can get yourself in trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. For example, a sound called pronounced one, that is in third tone, one, and it means kiss. But if you pronounce it in fourth tone, one, it actually means ask. So you definitely want to be careful with that.
Yeah, quite. Lynn, it's lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Lynn, who's a Mandarin teacher at schools in East Sussex.
Nearly five.